Good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon. Buenos dias. We are here for the hybrid presentations and awards meeting of May 22nd, 2023. Rafael, do your job.
Thank you, sir. During this hybrid presentation and awards commission meeting, the City Commission is physically present in the commission chambers at Miami Beach City Hall. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting virtually. However, members of the public who wish to attend the meeting in person may appear at the commission chamber. To view the commission meeting virtually, the public may join the meeting by visiting the Zoom app on their smart device at zoom.us or by telephone. And I'm going to repeat the toll-free number twice, 301-715-8592. The toll-free number is 888-475-4499, 888-475-4499. The webinar ID is 813-928-576-71-POUND. Again, 813-928-576-71-POUND.
Okay, thank you very much. So we've got some significant things on the agenda, including we've got Taipei Cats, recycling, all sorts of great things to recognize, a wonderful youth program. So with that, let's go call up PA1 and hear what Commissioner Dominguez has to say.
Yes, sir. PA1 is a certificate of recognition, Manuel Sanchez.
Thank you, Mayor. So I am very proud to give away this certificate of recognition to Manuel Sanchez, Manny, as he's affectionately known. And I met Manny many years ago. He lives at Four Freedoms House in Miami Beach, and he's such a kind soul, and I'll tell you a little bit about him and what makes him special. He was born in Cuba in January of 1952, and he looked for an opportunity to have a better life and decided to emigrate to the United States in 1980. So he left behind his family with only a farewell letter, and he was attending the National School of Design in Cuba. But it was a big price to pay, but for him, freedom was more important. And he began building a new life when he came to Miami and would send back any money that he could to his family. He began taking courses here in the United States in different artistic fields, including art and graphic design and photography. He had two jobs and continued to study and continued his way through school to help keep his family afloat in Cuba. And after 40 years of work, he decided to retire in Miami Beach, and he became enamored with the camaraderie of the senior community. Today you could find Manny volunteering in so many different areas of his community, not just the churches, but also in his building. I remember when I was running my campaign last year, I visited several churches, and I had not told anybody I was going. And one day at a mass in St. Francis, there was Manny, and everybody knew him, and he was helping people in that church. Another Sunday, I was at St. Patrick's at noon, and there was Manny, and everybody knew him, and he was there to be supportive and helpful. And it was just so touching. And he is part of the Miami Beach Seniors Chorus. He's a photographer and videographer, and he's also in charge of the marketing campaigns and web designs. And if you're friends with Manny on social media, you see his gorgeous photography. He really has an eye for taking pictures, and he loves his neighbors and his community. And I want to recognize Manny for his generous work in supporting Miami Beach seniors and being so artistically expressive and wonderful. I think you're terrific, and congratulations.
Come on up.
I could say many words, but I'm going to resume the whole thing. We will do simple words. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next presentation is PA3, Proclamations, Charles Cho, Director General. So our next presentation is PA3, Proclamation, Charles Cho, Director General of Taipei Economic Cultural Office, requested by Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez.
Please come forward, Director, so I can talk a little bit about Taiwan and the wonderful job that you've been doing. For those of you who don't know, there is an island off of China.
I love it.
Taiwan. It has a little over 20 million inhabitants, and they are a democracy. They have freedom of human rights, freedom of expression, freedom of trade, and most recently, some of those freedoms have been threatened, and Taiwan across the world is reaching out to all of its democratic friends and neighbors and telling the story of Taiwan. So, Director Chu, when you first came to me and I began to learn about the Taiwanese situation, I find it fascinating, and I love the fact that the Taiwanese are reaching out at every level of the government, cities, counties, states, federal, because that's the way you build friendships and relationships. And I don't know if you know this, but here in Miami Beach, we are a nation of Cuban exiles who fled communism. We also are a nation of a city of Holocaust survivors who fled terrible persecution. And we're a city of human rights. We have one of the strongest human rights ordinances anywhere, I believe, in the world. We even don't allow you to discriminate on hair. So we have zero discrimination here. So I would like to read some of this proclamation into the record, and I would love for you to say a few words afterward. So thank you. So the city of Miami Beach recognizes Taiwan's advancement of basic human rights, of life, liberty, and security, and contributions as a close strategic partner to the United States in East Asia, with dynamic progress toward the promotion of education, humanitarian aid, healthcare, technological innovation, and for those of you who don't know, those little semiconductors, they come from Taiwan. Largest producer. The city of Miami Beach recognizes and supports Taiwan's effective participation in global affairs, economic liberalization, political democratization, maintenance of peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region, and further significant interactions in the international arena via meaningful participation in international organizations like the World Health Organization, International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, International Civil Aviation Organization, and the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The Taipei Economic and Cultural Office, TECO, in Miami, has played a significant role in enhancing Taiwan's international standing, promoting its democracy. Director Chu, you're doing a wonderful job with that, and advancing its interests on the global stage. TECO in Miami has been instrumental in strengthening Taiwan's relation with Florida and the United States, portrayed its commitment to Taiwan's democracy, human rights, and freedom, and demonstrated its dedication to promoting Taiwan's interest on the world stage. Taiwan's vibrant economy and its emphasis on innovation, international trade, and entrepreneurship align with the dynamic economic landscape of the city of Miami Beach. Both Taiwan and Miami Beach value and celebrate cultural diversity, with their multicultural populations contributing to a rich tapestry of languages, cuisines, and traditions. So today, now therefore do we, as mayor and commissioners of the city of Miami Beach, hereby proclaim May 22nd, 2023 as Taiwan Day in the city of Miami Beach.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Commissioner Gonzalez. Dear Mayor Gilbert, Vice Mayor Ariola, and Commissioner Dominguez, and Commissioner Fernandez, and Commissioner Miner, and Commissioner Richardson, and City Manager Huda, and all good friends here. Good afternoon. My name is Charles Cho. I'm a Director General of Taipei Economic and Cultural Office. I think it's my great honor to be here to attending today's presentation and awards ceremony. In fact, it is my third visit to the Miami Beach City Hall within 3 months. Since I arrived here, actually I took this office in February 1st this year. So I just arrived here. I never get tired of immersing myself in this vibrant atmosphere and welcoming hospitality of this beautiful city. On behalf of Taiwan, I would like to thank the mayor and all commissioners for recognizing Taiwan's upholding of freedom and democracy and for supporting this meaningful participation in international organizations. This proclamation further strengthens the core value of freedom and democracy between the United States and Taiwan. The core value are as essential as the air we breathe, but its true worth, it won't be noticed till they are taken away. Just imagine a world where you are suddenly unable to connect it with your loved ones, your families, your friends on social media, such as the Twitter, Instagram, or WhatsApp. This kind of scenario is really happening in some part of the world, where the governments oppress or coerce their people, even seek to impose their control on the other countries. The intentions of Chinese Communist Party towards Taiwan exemplify this troubling pattern. Using all means, try to undermine Taiwan participation in international community, such as WHO, ICAO. ICAO, it means International Civil Aviation Organization, and UNFCCC. UNFCCC, it means United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. However, we will not give up. We will continue to win, to fight, and win more international support for Taiwan's inclusion in international organizations, especially for WHO. Thank you for having me here and presenting my office, Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Miami, with this proclamation recognizing today, May 22nd, 2003, as Taiwan Day. I wish you all happiness, health, and success. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And Alice, why don't you come up for a picture too? His lovely legislative aid assistant.
Our next proclamation is PA4, Proclamation Karen Freed, Director of SFL Youth Foundation, requested by Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
Can you call this up?
Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
Karen, will you please approach the podium? I had some lovely friends of yours, Patricia and Janet Lusgarden, who are longtime Miami Beach residents and love you dearly, send some words. And they said it so wonderfully that I'm actually going to read their email and then editorialize and read your proclamation into the record. Karen Braun Fried, I have all sorts of information that I couldn't pull from the internet, was born in Barranquilla, Colombia, and emigrated to the U.S. in the 70s. She attended college in New York, then moved to Miami Beach with her parents and siblings. Karen is blessed with a delightful sense of humor and a contagious laughter, irresistible to anyone around her. But don't be deceived by her cheerful, gregarious nature. Under her easygoing temperament lies a steely personality with a fierce commitment to be of service to others, her life's mission. Karen is deeply compassionate to all, regardless of the person's background. She is extraordinarily patient, non-judgmental, forever optimist, finding solutions even in the most adverse situations, which sadly, she is confronted with continuously. A dedicated mother to her ailing mother, Ruth, dedicated daughter to her ailing mother, Ruth, wife to Jonathan, mother to Sabina, Alexander, and Jeremy, who are both here in the audience today, guys. Grandma to two precious kitties. She somehow manages to find time in her schedule to help the needy, the downtrodden, and especially children, who she has a soft spot for in her heart. Suffice to say that she's permanently on call, ready to lend a hand wherever she is most solicited. Over the past three decades, Karen has been involved with, now I'm going to pull this up, the South Florida Youth Foundation. Many people don't know this, but Karen could be cruising on a yacht someplace in the south of France, but she is not. What she is doing every day is helping our most needy in the inner city. For the past 23 years, Karen has been serving as the director of the South Florida Youth Foundation with programs in music, arts, garden, disability, building a new gym, I did not know that, at Booker T. Washington School, among others. For those of you who don't know, Booker T. Washington is it a high school? It's a high school in the inner city. Karen has demonstrated unwavering commitment to her Miami inner city community by supporting youth to pursue higher education, building new facilities, providing basic hygiene items, school supplies, food, clothing, even outfitting her students. And by the way, she's famous for providing them with prom dresses. People donate to Karen, to Karen's mission, and she goes out and makes sure that these inner city women have beautiful prom dresses to wear at their high school prom. Everybody knows about it. And yet, when you try to look up a 501c3 or some sort of corporation for nonprofit, she does this all from her heart. There is no corporation. This is pure giving and pure love. Karen has shown deep respect and admiration for families facing extraordinary challenges, working with the Police Athletic League, the Youth Foundation, and the youth in Liberty City. You've also been an active board member at the Adrian Arsh Center for the Performing Arts, like Commissioner Areola over here, where she currently holds the position of Chair of Education. Her active leadership in various organizations, including the PAL program, Football con Corazón, Soccer for Peace, Frost Museum of Music Advisory Board, showcase her commitment to fostering positive change in diverse spheres. She's also served as a board member for esteemed organizations, such as the Urban League, Breakthrough Miami, Council Education Change, and Miami Beach Commission for Women. Karen Fried's commitment to fostering connections, supporting the arts, and advocating for the needs of families and children serves as an inspiration to all. Now, therefore, do we, as mayor and commissioners of the City of Miami Beach, hereby proclaim May 22nd, 2023, as Karen Fried Day here in the City of Miami Beach. Thank you. You don't have to say anything, but would you like to say?
Thank you. Thank you. You did a lot of homework, and I hope to have a play date with Manny
and Tom
in the senior center one day.
So if you, any of you out there, if you have any prom dresses or anything you would like to donate, Karen Fried here in Miami Beach, you can contact our office, and we will make sure she gets whatever we need to donate. And thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
Everybody look at me, please.
next proclamation is PA-6, Certificate of Recognition, Chief Vincent Canosa, Ocean Rescue, requested by Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you. Well, it's no secret that we have 7 miles of beautiful beaches here in Miami Beach. And those 7 miles is where people come to have a great time on the sand and in the water. But it's our job as a government to keep those 7 miles safe. And that's where we entrust that duty on wonderful public servants who have dedicated their lives to enhancing our community. Individuals such as Vincent Canosa, who for 52 years has been serving communities around from New Jersey to Hollywood, and most recently here in Miami Beach. And I'm just going to read some information that was provided to me. Chief Canosa began his 52-year lifeguarding career in Ventnor City, New Jersey, in 1965, where he worked summers for several years. He then moved to South Florida and joined Hollywood Ocean Rescue in October 1982, where he rose through the ranks to become chief. He served the city of Hollywood for over 32 years. He then joined us here at Miami Beach Ocean Rescue in July 2014 as the Ocean Rescue Division Chief and has served our community admirably. As an Ocean Rescue lifeguard, former national champion, and division chief for 52 years, he has exemplified true dedication and a passion for ocean safety. His determined efforts and steadfast commitment have helped to make our beaches some of the safest in the world. Chief Canosa's accomplishments are many and varied, but perhaps most notable among them is a significant expansion of our lifeguard coverage. Under his leadership, we have added 9 additional lifeguard towers locations along Miami Beach's 7 miles of beautiful coastline and 16 full-time lifeguard personnel, which has greatly improved our ability to respond to emergencies and provide for a safer environment for beachgoers. Your proactive approach to safety, Chief, has saved countless lives and prevented numerous accidents from occurring, and you exemplify, indeed, what is the most important mission of government, especially a coastal government like ours, keeping people safe and making our beaches safe and welcoming. And I have to say, when I go out in the mornings to go run in the morning, you often see vehicles, but you know his vehicle. It's easy to identify because you see his mustache through the windows. There goes Chief Canosa early in the morning. Chief, congratulations on 52 years of exemplary public service. Thank you for your service to Miami Beach, and we wish you all the best. It is an honor to recognize you.
Well, 52 years, I guess it was a labor of love, for sure. I had a very, very rewarding career, for sure. And I think the last 9 years was the icing on the cake to come to this great city. World-renowned, most popular beach in the world. And it was just a pleasure and an honor serving you all. We made a lot of accomplishments to enhance public safety, and I couldn't have done that without your support. City Manager Jimmy Morales, back when I first started, the Fire Chief, always 100% behind us. It's just been a great ride, and thank you all. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
On the other side there. Excuse me. You need to flowers a little bit like this.
Our next proclamation is PA-7, Certificate of Recognition, Holly Whalen Cat Program, requested by Commissioner Dominguez.
Okay, Holly, if you want to come up to the podium. Holly Whalen is a very incredible woman, and she definitely has a special relationship with Miami Beach. Not only is she a dedicated city employee serving as the CAT program coordinator, but she is also a resident who takes an active role in improving the community and ensuring the residents' quality of life. Holly's work of making Miami Beach the best never stops. A little bit about Holly. She was born in St. Petersburg. She graduated from MTI, College of Business and Technology, and she began her professional career in IT, specializing in graphic design. She later worked in operations management in the private sector for 10 years and an additional 5 years working for an environmental nonprofit. She moved to Miami Beach in 2010 and had her wedding at the beautiful South Point Park. And she has a wonderful city-resident relationship. She's volunteered innumerable hours with Sobe Cats since March of 2020, and she's held roles like the program manager, feeding team captain, feeding program manager, cat trapper, and resident request specialist. And upon finding an abandoned colony of over 20 sick cats in September of 2020, the City of Miami Beach and Sobe Cats Kitty Campus was born. And it's a treatment and adoption center that successfully rehomed over 1,000 cats. And in June of 2022, Holly was hired as the City of Miami Beach's CAT program coordinator under its Public Works and Sanitation Divisions, where the department director, Joe Gomez, describes Holly as a godsend. And in this capacity, she's been instrumental in placing hundreds of cats in the adoption system. She facilitates the implementation of the city's Trap, Neuter, Vaccinate, Return program and fosters and rehabilitates cats at her own expense. She's created invaluable relationships with transport partners that move cats to other states to address overcrowding within the rescue facility and constantly seeks out resources and partnerships to ensure the program's success. As an extension of her job for the City of Miami Beach, she also serves on the Animal Welfare Committee, which advises the City Commission on animal conscious policy to address the blight of stray animals throughout the beach. The value of Holly's work cannot be overstated. Beyond saving the lives of many kittens and cats, her work safeguards the well-being and quality of life of all Miami Beach residents as well. And what's most impressive about Holly is the passion that she has for what she does. And I've seen it myself. I met her at the Kitty Campus a few months back when I went and I did a tour. And she, just seeing her compassion and love for all of the cats that were in there is really very special. And she works very closely with the Animal Welfare Committee Chair, Linda Diamond, who is also spectacular. So congratulations to Holly Whalen. I'm so proud of you, and you do such great work, and thank you for all that you do for the animals in Miami Beach.
I just wanted to thank the city and the commission for believing in this program and understanding how invaluable it is to the community and the quality of life of all the residents. And I also wanted to thank all of the volunteers that we have. We have 250 feeders that volunteer for the program. We also have over 40 volunteers that volunteer two shifts a day for the Kitty Campus. And without them, too, it wouldn't be possible. So I just wanted to thank everybody for believing in it.
Thank you.
Our next presentation is PA8, Certificate of Recognition, Evan Lowther, Recycling Efforts.
So I met Evan Lowther a few months ago, and he's a senior at Miami Beach High. He's going to be graduating soon, and he's very impressive. If you haven't met him, you must. He is going to be a star in this world. I'll tell you a little bit about Evan, reading his certificate of recognition. Miami Beach is fortunate to have residents that are very engaged in the community and work to make Miami Beach a beautiful place for all. What is most impressive is when young residents take an active role in safeguarding the environmental integrity of Miami Beach and encourage their peers to follow their example. Evan Lowther does exactly that and truly sets a standard on youth activism and environmentalism. Born in Rome, Italy, raised in Washington, D.C., Evan moved to Miami Beach when he was 15 years old and began studying at Beach High in its International Baccalaureate program. He currently holds a 4.7 weighted GPA. From a young age, Evan has always had exposure to activism and civic engagement. Inspired by his mother's staunch support and activism for such social justice movements like LGBTQIA rights and Black Lives Matter, Evan was always encouraged to find a cause he truly cared about and fight for it. For him, it was environmentalism. Upon moving to Miami Beach and being an avid surfer, Evan noticed the significant amounts of trash and pollution found in the beautiful waters and decided to take action to help preserve the South Florida ecosystem. Seeing the stunning turquoise water and soft sand with discarded bottles and cigarette butts motivated him to want to keep Miami Beach as beautiful as possible. He's participated in numerous beach cleanups, imparted information to fellow classmates, and consistently encourages members of the community to recycle. Recently, Evan met with me and other members of the commission and the mayor. And through his leadership, he started a new recycling campaign meant to target students at Miami Beach Senior High School to not only reduce waste and litter, but to support Miami Beach's Rising Above program and promote local businesses within the city that have made efforts to abandon single-use plastics, reduce their carbon footprint, and minimize biodegradable waste production. And Evan is very local. He goes to Beach High, he lives on West Avenue, and he works on Lincoln Road at Starbucks. Evan really represents a brighter, cleaner future in Miami Beach, and we proudly recognize Evan Lowther for his commitment to making the environment cleaner and healthier for generations to come. Congratulations. Would you like to say a few words?
Okay. I quickly wanted to just thank Commissioner Dominguez and her aide, Brian. It's been an honor to work with the both of you in my assignments, and it's an amazing experience to top off my high school year, man, my senior year, matter of fact. So thank you, guys.
Our next proclamation is PA-9, proclamation Brigitte Grosjean, Miami Beach Sunrise Photographs, requested by Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
Brigitte, please come forward. This is our final proclamation of the evening. You know, when I first started in politics here, I was a kind of a suburban mom from Mid-Beach, not that cool, didn't understand about Art Deco, the wonderful community of artists and avant-garde people that have lived in South Beach and protected the architecture, and really just enriched Miami Beach community as a whole. One of the things I love the most is getting to know our, you know, diverse groups. And yesterday when I was in an Art Deco hotel on Ocean Drive, I ran into Bridget, and it is time that she deserves the recognition by this city. Bridget is a remarkable individual who's been an esteemed resident of Miami Beach for over 25 years. She's resided in iconic cities all over the world, New York, Milan, Rome, London, Paris, but she chooses to proudly proclaim Miami Beach as her favorite destination. Bridget has demonstrated an unwavering commitment to capturing the beauty of Miami Beach's mornings by taking a breathtaking sunrise photograph every day for the past 6 years. Every morning when you wake up, you will find one of Bridget's photographs overlooking the serene expanse of Biscayne Bay and enchanting Miami Beach. Bridget's entrepreneurial endeavors have resulted in the successful introduction of countless international clients to Miami, including hosting the Elite Model Look Finals twice and launching the esteemed French brand, The Art of Shaving, in Bell Harbor. Brigitte Grosjean, in addition to her impressive achievements in the business world, served as public relations director for Jungle Island for 2 years and is now dedicating her time and efforts to the welfare of Miami Beach's beloved dogs and cats, championing their well-being through rescuing and care initiatives. So now, therefore, do we, as mayor and commissioners of the City of Miami Beach, hereby proclaim today, May 22nd, 2023, as Brigitte Grosjean Day in Miami Beach.
Thank you so much, everybody. Dan Gelber, Mayor, Commissioners, Gonzalez, Herrn Fernandez, everybody. I love Miami Beach, and it was my pleasure of promoting it always because I'm a promoter at heart, and making Miami Beach well-known all around the world. And the last 6 years, taking these pictures to a large following that I have around the world, you know, they love it. And Miami Beach is so beautiful, and Key Biscayne, I mean Biscayne Bay, I would mostly say. Biscayne Bay is fabulous, and I love to share the beauty of this fabulous city. Thank you again so much, everybody.
Thank you.